Yeah, all over here, Mark. Full-time whistle just gone, and Donegal have won this one by 7 points in the end. It's finished Donegal 3 goals and 9 points. Tyrone 1 goal and 8 points. So those couple of goals from Katie Dowds helping Donegal to victory. The 2 goals from Katie Dowds in the second half. Their opening goal came early in the first half through Kira McGarvey. A good performance from Donegal. Very well organised, very well set up. Up against the Tyrone team who came into this game bouncing after two very, very impressive results and performances against Westmeath and Monaghan. Remember, both these teams defeating Monaghan and Westmeath in their opening fixtures. But Tyrone had racked up some big scores, so they led the way in this division. But today they came up against a Donegal team who, as I say, from first whistle just looked to be on it, and that goal from Kieran McGarvey on 11 minutes just settled them down and set them on their way to victory. At half time they led by 1-6 to 4 points. Donegal's Suzanne White scored 3 points in that first half, 2 from frees. Kieran McGarvey with a goal and a point, Ava Gallagher with a well taken point, and Katie Dowds with a brilliant score in the first half, perhaps the pick of all the scores in what was a fairly even first half. Niamh O'Neill playing at centre half forward for Tyrone, she really impressed as well in that opening half, kicked a good score of her own, and she opened the scoring at the start of the second half to reduce the margin to just 4 points. She kicked over free, and at that stage you were just thinking perhaps Tyrone might be able to eat into that Donegal lead. But Donegal's response after conceding that score was a goal from Katie Dowds, set up by halftime substitute Nicole Gordon. And those two players were involved again when Donegal struck for their third goal on 44 minutes. This goal came after a brilliant move. Started at the back when Tara Hegarty intercepted a pass, and she got on the ball. Fiona McMenamin was involved. Kira McGarvey was involved. Eventually, Nicole Gordon flicked the pass to Katie Dowds, who shot home in past the Tyrone goalkeeper, Amelia Cole. That score left it Donegal 3-7, Tyrone 5 points. Donegal were well on their way to victory, even though that was only around about the midway point of the second half. And Donegal were able to make changes after that. Yulita Boyle came on, Catch Gillespie, Jody McFadden, they all came on midway through that second half. And then towards the finish, Shauna McFadden and Abigail Temple-Asuku were also introduced by the Donegal team manager, James Daly, as his side, well, they were comfortable in the end. And while Tyrone kept plugging away and got a goal of their own when Niamh O'Neill scrambled the ball in from close range, Donegal were always in control in this one, and in the end, fully deserving winners. Next up for them, they have a home fixture against Cavan in a couple of weeks' time. Tyrone will also be at home in their next game, and it'll be a big one for them. They will play host to Mayo. So Donegal are out doing their cool down after this game, and we'll try and get a wee bit of reaction, Mark. But for now, final score here from Athy Aran. It's finished Tyrone 1 goal and 8 points. That's 11 points. Donegal 3 goals and 9 points. That's 18 points. So a 7 points victory for Donegal.